We'll be back with Tom Elliott on 3SH shortly, but right now we're speaking to the Balranald Shire Interim General Manager, Peter Bascom. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Sam.
Now, Peter, we're starting off today. There's a new exhibition down at the Art Gallery that's starting. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, there is a new exhibition at the gallery here in Balranald. It's called Good Morning Vietnam, and it's an exhibition reflecting on the Vietnam War and its veterans, and opens this Saturday, the 5th of April, with a morning tea at 11 a.m. And, of course, everybody's welcome, as always.
And now we've got a big one. We've got the football and netball coming back to town, and I know everyone's been waiting for it.
Yes. I've signed up my membership to the Balranald Football Club. Yes, it's the first game of the season. Warraneen at Brenham Park in Balranald.
Now, next Wednesday, there's an Easter raffle being drawn, is there?
Yes, the Balranald Early Learning Centre Easter raffle. And tickets are available now. It's drawn Easter party at the Early Learning Centre on Wednesday, the 9th of April.
And now we're getting close to Easter, which means that the Good Friday appeal is coming and the Balranald X Services Club is doing something for it. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, they've got the their annual raffle with prizes, including an iPad. So tickets are available in town.
And also happening over the Easter weekend, we've got the Easter Tennis Tournament. What's happening down there in Robinvale?
Yes, the Easter Tennis Tournament down in Robinvale. It's a number of cash prizes, and it starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday, the 19th of April.
And it's going to be a big weekend because there's also the Balranald Easter Egg Hunt happening and the Easter Market.
Yes, absolutely. We've got the Easter Egg Hunt around the Discovery Centre here in Balranald with lots of little wonderful prizes around the place, yes. Good. Market is on as well, yeah.
Thank you for your time, Peter. That was the Balranald Shire Interim General Manager, Peter Bascom.